everyone. I hope you all are doing good. First of all, sorry for this delay in publishing the chapter 4 of the book, A Girl in the New Town. So today we are going to see what exactly the excitement is, or what exactly the surprise is that the Rhea's friends have planned for her. So let's begin. There was an excitement in Rhea's eyes. She had no clues what's coming next. Preeti turned off the lights and turned on the projector. Next thing Rhea saw on the wall was her childhood picture with Aisha and Tanvi. She almost jumped from her place. There were many other pictures in the presentation that Preeti was showing. And with each picture, there was some suitable caption. Every slide was a pleasant surprise for Rhea. She knew these captions must be Aisha's work. Aisha was really good at it. Rhea didn't want the presentation to stop. It felt like she had gone back in her old days. That ends the first part, Preeti said. There was a silence. It was awesome, Auntie, Rhea said. There is something more. The second part of the surprise, Anuja said. More? What is it? Now Rhea couldn't wait for this. With a blink of an eye, there she was. Tanvi was standing with a smiling face. She had a paper in her hand, which looked like she was going to read something. My dear friend Rhea, I know we may not be able to see each other that often now. We may not be able to have frequent playdates. I know we may not be able to enjoy Tanya Auntie's yummy cakes very often. But one thing that I know is we will always be friends. BFF. Best friends forever. Rhea, I know what you must be thinking right now. Why we kept this surprise for you, right? Or why I'm saying all this? We wanted this day to be a special day for you, Tanya Auntie and Dev Uncle. In fact, for all of us. Rhea, you may not remember this, but I do. When we moved here and I had no friends, I was very nervous. Then our moms became friends and then our dads. When I met you for the first time, you and Aisha were so comfortable with each other. I felt if I can be a fit. But that time my parents explained it to me. Why I should be open to new friends and how it will make me happy. I was quite resistant to accept that. But when you and Aisha invited me for a playdate, I felt as if my parents' words were coming true. That day, and it's today, I don't think I can be a better fit anywhere else than with you two. Rhea, now when you will be moving to a new city, I'm pretty sure you will find new friends because you are so honest and you know how to make people comfortable. So smile, my dear friend. Rhea was the first one to clap. Then Aisha, and later everyone joined her. Tanya turned on the lights. For a while, nobody said nothing. They were all quite emotional. Surprisingly, Rhea spoke. Thanks, Aisha. I know you wrote the captions. Thanks, Tanvi, for the awesome talk. You are and you will always remain my favorite writer. Give me a minute. She ran up to her room. Everyone thought Rhea got emotional, so she needs some me time. She liked to take few minutes off whenever she felt sad. But then Rhea came back. She had two albums in her hands. Tanya and Dev had no clues about these albums. This is for both of you. Rhea gave one album to Aisha and another one to Tanvi. Both the albums were nicely decorated with their names written on it. Aisha and Tanvi were so excited to open it. Aisha, you go first, Tanvi said. Aisha opened it. The first picture was when Rhea and Aisha were in kindergarten. Caption for this picture was, Did you ever have butterflies in your tummy? Isn't that odd? Next picture was Aisha's birthday when she had cake icing on her face and Rhea was trying to wipe it off. Rhea gave this picture a caption, "My dear Santa Claus." It made everyone laugh. Rest of the pictures had Pew with Tanvi in it. One of the pictures in which three of them were standing in a row had the caption, "Three Musketeers," but our mom calls us three monkeys. Now, it was Tanvi's turn to open the door. The minute she opened it, she started to cry. The first picture was Tanvi hugging Rhea on her birthday. That was her first birthday celebration in the new town after she moved. The guests were Rhea, Aisha and their families, because that time they didn't know many people. Tanvi said, "That's what I was telling Rhea when I say I always felt comfortable in your company." She wiped her eyes and gave a tight hug to Rhea. Aisha also came and joined her. "This is so picture perfect," Anuja said and clicked the picture. "Now, these are our three cute musketeers. We are proud of our girls." "Alright, before everyone starts crying, let's wrap up everything," Dave said. That brought a smile to everyone's faces. "Yes, even we also leave now. You guys also take some rest," Preeti said. After everyone left, Rhea, Tanya and Dave were relaxing. They were talking about the evening and how fortunate they were to have such friends. So this was the end of chapter 4. In chapter 5, we will see how their moving, packing and everything goes. So that's all for today. And I hope you are enjoying this book, Girl in the New Town, so far. And you are listening to this as your bedtime stories with your parents. So enjoy listening. And till then, next week I'll record chapter 5. Till then, happy listening. Bye-bye.